Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Well, you know, Michelle, it's that red dress month, you know, heart attacks. We're talking about heart disease, and on Her Radio, it's all about a woman's experience with this. Do you hear a lot about this on Empower Her?
I thought it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, would you stop? It's all about the heart. This
is
a heart that's not getting chocolates.
And I'm not making light. I know, I'm not making light of it, because we know what is the number one killer for women? Heart attacks. That's important to be talking about this. It's heart disease. No question. It's huge.
And I think it's time to talk about a woman's heart attack. When can you get back to normal life? What's that all about? And we have with us Gina Pritchard, who is a nurse practitioner with a subspecialty in cardiology. And I shared with Gina that my sister is a nurse practitioner too. And I just absolutely love to team up with these fabulous professionals who are so knowledgeable and help us in these subspecialties. So Gina, all right. So every 20 to 30 seconds in the USA, someone has a heart attack or stroke, and there we have it. It's huge. It's number one across the board. So let's just say a woman has had a heart attack, and we know that that can be very different experience for women than for men. So what is the recovery time for a woman, especially, you know, once she has been diagnosed?
Yes, it is huge, and thank you for this opportunity to speak about this issue. Absolutely. The recovery for a woman post-heart attack is highly variable, but based on two things. One is the amount of heart damage that has occurred on the heart attack. Our goal is for every woman, though, to get back to full functioning as before, as active as before the heart attack, and in some cases, even more active. But the first thing we need to know is what type of procedures have been has she undergone in the hospital, and then the amount of heart damage, and do we expect all that damage to be reversible. But the good news is, most of the time, there's very little damage these days because our emergency protocols are so much better in the year 2015 than ever before at getting someone treatment quickly so that that heart muscle isn't damaged. So after a heart attack, though, to answer the question, you can expect to limit your lifting for the first 3 to 5 days, again, depending on the procedure. But we do want you walking. We want you walking while you're in the hospital, and then when you get home, get out and do some walking. Maybe not get back to your original exercise regimen until about a week, until you have that first follow-up visit. And at that time, if we haven't had a chance to go over all of the issues at your discharge, such as when can I get back to having sex, when can I get back to my exercise regimen, can I get on the jet ski, whatever your concerns are, then we'll take a lot of time to talk about progress and get you there as quickly as possible. So maybe a little limit in physical, the amount you can lift in the first few days, but everybody needs to get on and do a little walk. And what I say, Dr. Peek and Michelle, is treat yourself and educate your family as though you've had the flu, because you'll have good days and bad days after a heart attack. Some days you feel great, and other days you're like, whew, what just happened to me? You just need to rest. You need to allow yourself to take off, to take a nap, to eat better, drink more fluids, all of those things that we know we need to do for good health, even more so that week or two after the heart attack.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more as the patient advocate. And I see Dr. Peek shaking her head. Yes, 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 yes. It's just so critical.
You know, I'm wondering, I'm going to ask sort of an interesting question, and that is, in your profession, Gina, and certainly I've seen, you know, my load of male and female patients with heart attack, is the experience in the recovery phase different for a man than a woman, especially with regard to mental attitude and how they approach
like
the whole thing?
Yeah,
what do you think, Gina?
Yes, I agree. It is different for a man than a woman. And there's a couple of reasons why. One is, first of all, a lot of women have to get over a lot of myths. How could this have happened to me? I thought this was a man's disease. So first, there's a lot of psychological and emotional issues that we need to tackle first, of the shock and the you're not alone and there is support. That's one thing. The second thing is all of the things that go on in a woman's life don't stop. And so there are a lot of balls to juggle while you're recovering from a heart attack. And sometimes you do have the support of a loving partner, and sometimes maybe you don't. And so a lot of things to consider in that regard. The other thing is women's blood vessels overall are smaller than men.
Smaller. Yeah.
And their symptoms of a heart attack are different than a man. And so when they get home that first week or two, maybe even the first 6 weeks, there is so much going through their head, like, is this a heart attack that I'm feeling now, or am I supposed to feel this way, or is this indigestion? I'm tired. Could this be a heart attack, or is it just recovery? And that seems to be much more so for women than men. And we think it has to do with those smaller blood vessels, more of a tendency to have spasm of the blood vessels. And women are different than men. We have hormonal issues to consider, and that plays a role in all of this as well. So, yes, treating women is different than treating men post-heart attack, for sure.
Oh, boy, is that the truth. And I think we as women need to know that. We just don't, you know, and I don't think the medical community knows that as much as they should, although things have changed certainly a lot in the past 10 years, but we still have a long way to go. But talk to us about medication after a heart attack. Is it typical for a woman to be put on medication? And if so, does she have any effects with her sex drive?
Yes, it is typical for a woman to be on medications after a heart attack. The most common ones are aspirin, a statin medication such as Crestor or Pravacol, Lipitor, and a beta blocker or ACE inhibitor. These are just the most common ones. There could be others, could be a diuretic, etc. But just to talk about them in another thing, they might be on a stronger blood thinner such as Effient or Plavix, depending on their procedure and the type of heart attack. Nonetheless, all of these medications certainly have their side effects. And let me just speak to a couple of the most common ones. And one is adding to the fatigue or muscle aches, particularly in light of the beta blocker and the statin medications. We see a lot of women that, again, are trying to differentiate after a heart attack. Am I supposed to feel this way just because I'm recovering from a heart attack? Or are my muscle aches, or is this fatigue from this medication? And so we need a lot of communication during that first few weeks after a heart attack to adjust doses and find substitutes. One thing that a lot of women don't know is we have a host of medications we can use, and usually we can find something that is ideal for the female patient that doesn't have side effects, or they're very minimal.
There's something else, Gina, too, and that is, and this is something Michelle, as a patient advocate, has been so excellent at making a point of, and that is a lot of medications were actually tested only on men, especially with regard to heart disease. And so this is where a lot of the refinement has to come in, and I hope to heck that all the women out there have a cardiologist, specialist, who can really work with them and understand their anatomy and all the rest of it. And Gina, you have just been absolutely, good grief, a goldmine of information on a woman's heart attack and when can you get back to normal life. And I'm going to add just one thing, too. And I think it's different for a woman because women, per se, are much more anxious than men. And anxiety and generalized anxiety disorder is much more prevalent with women. And so I think that's something else that helps complicate all this. But you've given us hope that wonderful practitioners like yourself are out there to help women as they go through this heart attack journey. Gina Pritchard, we are so happy to have you on her radio, and we're definitely going to have you back on again. You're great. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget, you can go to ginapritchard.com is her website, and the organization is thepreventionclinic.com. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.